Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is currently behind closed doors on Capitol Hill as part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor expected to be talking with that panel about White House efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Taylor is the one who, in a series of text messages with other administration officials, said he thought it was, quote, crazy to withhold military aid from Ukraine for help in a political campaign. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering after taking another tumble. The 95-year-old hospitalized after suffering a minor pelvic fracture, Carter's second fall this month. The first one, just over a week ago, resulted in him needing over one dozen stitches over his eye. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
British police say they'll travel to the United States to interview the wife of an American diplomat about a crash in which she killed a British teenager when she was driving on the wrong side of the road. The police chief in Northamptonshire says they need to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
She did not tell us that she was leaving the UK. In fact, quite the contrary, we were told that she would cooperate and work with the police in terms of this investigation.
He says Anne Sakoulis has agreed to speak to them about the August crash that killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn. A California utilities warning of the possibility of more power shutoffs. PG&E officials say they're looking at potentially shutting off power to 200,000 customers in a dozen Northern California counties to reduce the risk of wildfires with dry, windy weather conditions expected in coming days. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 16 counties after Sunday night's storms in North Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Iraq says U.S. forces that pulled out of neighboring Syria don't have permission to stay. The Iraqi military announcing just a short time ago the troops can only be in that country while transiting somewhere else. It contradicts what the Pentagon has claimed, that the troops would be in western Iraq to continue fighting ISIS there. Iraq currently hosts more than 5,000 American troops in other parts of the country. The Trump administration wants to take DNA samples from detained migrants, and the Justice Department has given notice of a proposed rule that restores authority that was given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. This law will direct the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule is being published today and will be open to public comment for 20 days. And power pitching, the name of the game, as the World Series will begin tonight with the Astros hosting the Washington Nationals in Houston. Washington's Max Scherzer will be going against Houston's Gerrit Cole. Cole leads Houston's rotation along with Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke. And Washington's Big Three feature Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin. Should be an interesting pitching World Series this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, what is going on with New York? I mean, this is incredible. I don't know if you saw this billboard or not that's been going around, this ad. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. It's in Times Square, and it wasn't that long ago, earlier this year. In fact, let's bring Terry Beatley on. Terry, I need to bring you on for this because I need to get your perspective on this. Earlier this year, as you know, Focus on the Family had a big event, you know, really bringing to light what is inside a mother's womb. In fact, Abby Johnson was given a sonogram right there, and you could see on the big screen there in Times Square the baby, a live baby inside Abby Johnson's stomach, which happened to be her eighth child, which was delivered successfully, and mother and baby are doing quite well. But there was all this conversation and disturbance in the force of New York because Times Square, you couldn't have one of those big, you know, iconic billboards used to have the sonogram put on one of those boards. They rejected Focus on the Family and every effort whatsoever. But yet now these companies will allow a ad to be put up there that shows, it says a Marine, a female Marine hogtying the President of the United States. I mean, are we upside down or what?
Yeah, we're upside down, and it's just called disrespect. It's disrespect and not honoring at all, you know, the value of the dignity of, pardon me, human life, and then yeah, I think they're on full display, just, you know, devaluing, dishonoring the President of the United States. So they're incongruous in their values, and it's time that we on the pro-life side and Christians across America stand up and we fight. You know, we fight with words, we fight with policies, and we make it known that we're not going to back down. We're not going to acquiesce to this culture of death that wants to swallow us up.
Well, they're going to such degrees here. I mean, look, if the truth be known, people are shocked to hear that the president almost daily receives death threats. I mean, this is how serious this is getting. And then we have, in a sense, in Times Square, in New York, the authorization of harm to the 45th president of the United States. Are you picking kidding me? I mean, this is disgusting. This thing has to stop. We cannot continue as a society like this because you talk about upheaval as if we don't have enough already. If we were to have an assassination of the president, I think we would undergo upheaval in this country like heretofore we could never imagine. We would open up the gates of hell.
Well, I think so, too. But what people don't know is that our tax money, we have spent our tax money, $10 billion, billion, Bill, mm-hmm. to support an organization, Planned Parenthood, whose founder advocated for political assassination. She hated capitalism. She was an anarchist. She was a socialist herself. She hung out with the Marxists. So Margaret Sanger, all of this is a fallout, if you will, of Margaret Sanger and her worldview. And it's like, why are we wasting our tax money on an organization whose founder was racist and she advocated for political assassination?
Yes.
And she advocated for all women to have this go to hell look in their eyes. That's her quote. Mm-hmm. from her very first pamphlet advising women on how to become radicals. And so this is just the fallout of all of this.
And kind of amazing when you talk about Margaret Sanger being a racist and how many Democrats have championed her cause, received her award, and including Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, the annual Margaret Sanger Award. And you talk about supposedly the Democrats are champions of civil rights, and yet they align themselves with a eugenicist and a person who clearly stated that we needed to get out of society the less thans, and particularly black Americans. And look what's happened. Of the 62, 63 million babies that have been aborted, what, 40% have been blacks? Are you kidding? I mean, if you look at it, let's say people of color, because when you say people of color, you bring Hispanics into play here. So you're talking about 65, 70% have been people of color that have been aborted, brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by this eugenicist, Planned Parenthood, by Margaret Sanger. I mean, these are the facts, not to be denied.
Well, and that's exactly why at Hosea Initiative, this God laid it on my heart 2.5 years ago. It was actually in 2016, Bill, that there needed to be an annual award to juxtapose against Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award, which honors a culture of death. Well, at Hosea Initiative on December 8th, we are having our first Life is Beautiful Gala in Washington, D.C., and we will be honoring a very important person who has unashamedly lifted up his voice like a trumpet to defend life in the womb. Mm-hmm. And we will be honoring that person with the first Bernard Nathanson Courageous Witness for Life Award. And it is to juxtapose against Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award.
And it's interesting because, as you and I have discussed, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, of course, known as America's abortion king, saw the light. And converted, from death to life, right?
He did. And it's one of these stories that people just don't know. And, oh, my gosh, you'd be so pleased to know I just finished teaching 3,000 Kansan teenagers at 3 different high schools. The legacy of Bernard Nathanson, the 8-point strategy of lies and deceptions when he was the co-founder of NARAL. Which is now called NARAL Pro-Choice America, the lies that Dr. Nathanson used to deceive our country with, the lie that abortion is women's health care. And the teenagers absolutely loved learning these deceptive strategies so that they could go out and teach other people the truth. So Bernard Nathanson, he called himself the keeper of the abortion industry keys. So what I like to say is if he's the keeper of the keys, let's start using those keys to unlock this demonic stronghold over America by the abortion industry. This is where Satan wants to keep this, where we have abortion legalized and all that, and we're killing 1 million babies a year. And by the way, Dr. Nathanson, in his resignation letter to NARAL, he warned that as long as abortion is legal, we would see increased violence, increased public turmoil, and the increase in the disintegration of the American family.
Exactly.
Unit. And that's indeed what's happened.
Well, yeah, look what's happened. Teen suicide at an all-time high. I mean, this chaos that is going on in our culture. He's exactly right. He saw it coming.
Well, we're going to reverse it, Bill, and it starts on December. We've already been doing it for 10 years, but on December 8th, Go to if you're looking for tickets, go to Hosea, that's H-O-S-E-A, like the book in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
Hoseaforyou.org. So it's Hosea, the number 4, Y-O-U.org. Click on the gala link. You can get your tickets right there. You don't want to miss this event. This is the first of its kind happening mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C. on the evening of Sunday, December 8th. And that, by the way, is the day that Dr. Nathanson was baptized a Christian and became a child of God. And
more from Terry Beadley after this. Stay with us.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.? What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has 3 key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-source vitamin C. Buy 2 bottles, get the 3rd one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It really is a matter of life and death, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's come down to, this culture of death that has just permeated every aspect of our lives, and we can see the fruit of it. And I just pray that your eyes would be open up, that not only that you see the fruit clearly of this culture of death that has permeated every aspect of our society and our families. I mean, Terry Beatley, here we are. We're around the corner, special holiday seasons. How many empty chairs around America are going to be at Thanksgiving tables? Because we bought into this stupid lie that says that somehow pro-choice is a good thing, when in actual fact pro-choice equals pro-death, and the fruit is right there. It is low-hanging to the point of 63 million people who are no more, and it is amazing. We hear Rachel's cry. A little bit around the country, but not to the level that I think that is still yet to be heard. And not only from the female side, but from the male side. I keep saying this, and I'm hearing more and more men, realizing, oh my God, my child is no more, and I bought into the lie and participated in this. Now, as we share this, Terry, you as a pro-life advocate and author and national speaker, I know your heart and compassion, and it's like mine. And I want people to understand, just because we bought into the lie, yes, we're responsible, because we did. We took an action and bought into the lie. But I want people to know there's enough grace. There's more than enough grace. And
absolutely.
And God can cover this, and we can be positive agents for something that was meant for bad. And this is the opportunity that we have, even this very day, this very moment, to be a difference in people's lives.
Well, and I'd just like to add on to that, that this is why the legacy of Dr. Nathanson is so key, because he's the father of the abortion industry. Before Nathanson, it was not an industry. In fact, he begged Planned Parenthood to join with them in abortion, and they actually refused back in 1970. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough time to get into that part. But if Dr. Nathanson, who was personally responsible for 75,000 abortions, if he can humble himself, because when he saw the real-time ultrasound for the very first time, and he had to humble himself because he was looking at, he was bonding with the baby in the womb, and he knew that he had had this wrong. Yeah. So if he can express that much humility and humble himself to say, I had it wrong. And of course, he spent 10 years contemplating suicide, the 1980s, at least half of the 1980s after he did the Silent Scream movie. My point that I wanted to share is, then he found the love and mercy, the abundant love and mercy of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was the only way he could get rid of all the yuck. And
right.
I think it's important for our listeners to know that through Jesus Christ, they can receive everything they need, all the grief, all the depression. And we know that abortion affects the father and the mother. Millions and millions of people are suffering from depression, grief, anger. A lot of people will fight for pro-abortion politics, and what they don't realize is they're actually fighting to try to cover up or to protect the decision that they made, though they know it in their heart, in their spirit, that they've made a mistake, but they choose anger and defense.
Well, sometimes,
I
talk about those 3 o'clock in the morning moments. Those 3 o'clock in the morning moments can't be denied when you're staring at the ceiling tile and you're trying to reconcile your actions with godly principles. And I believe, my faith is that I believe that God has imprinted in our hearts, the plan, the map to righteousness. And, we can deny it, and we can, even in searing our conscience, as the Apostle Paul talks about, where we just flat out want to continue to ignore, because the pain of dealing with the reality is so severe and so intense that we can't bear it. So we just as soon hang on to the lie. But Dr. Bernard Nathanson, as you have written about, he participated in the lie himself. I mean, he murdered two of his children, right?
He did, yeah. He aborted one, but prior to that, back in college, he and his girlfriend got pregnant, and he paid for an abortionist to kill that child. But the most beautiful thing, and I usually end all my public speaking, and I'm like all over the country now, but I end most of my talks with Chuck Colson's description of Dr. Nathanson's baptism. It's so beautifully written. He said it on his radio show years ago. And it's just one of those things that, and he affirms, he says at the end of it, he says it is the one thing that's absolutely invincible, that simple baptism held without fanfare in the basement of a great cathedral is a reminder that a holy baby born in a century 20 centuries ago, born in a stable 20 centuries ago, defies the wisdom of man. Christ cannot be defeated. So if the love of Jesus Christ could reach down into atheist Dr. Bernard Nathanson's heart and change that mind, first he nudged him by seeing the science and bonding with the baby, but that wasn't all. You know, he couldn't get rid of the guilt, and then God just kept drawing him. The Lord woos us to him in one form or fashion. The Lord woos us to Jesus.
Yes.
And he won't let us go. And all we've got to do is get down on bended knee, repent, and receive it.
Right.
And that's what I'm so excited about, Bill. Just want to part with this thought, is I believe this nation, which has been so duped by the lies of Dr. Bernard Nathanson for 46 years, that when the people who are so hurt by abortion can begin to get the healing and then learn what Dr. Nathanson did, this is what I predict. We will have an army, Bill, of pro-life men and women, fathers and mothers, who have now been liberated by the truth, which is the name of our conferences, and we will help restore this country once again to a culture of life and love.
Yes.
Because with every abortion, the opportunity to love somebody and to be loved ends.
Yes, exactly. And we have to understand that the war continues and it rages on. I was just reading last night about San Francisco blacklisting 22 states who have passed restrictive, what they declare are restrictive abortion laws. I mean, everything is being weaponized against this. I mean, we hear the rhetoric coming from the stage of these Democratic presidential candidates. It's all about a woman's right to choose. And as we pointed out, that's Democratic speak for pro-death. That's what they're celebrating. They're letting go of life to choose death. And so this battle continues. So you've got San Francisco, and you know, with San Francisco doing it, there's going to be other liberal state cities that will do the same thing, that they will prohibit city employees from traveling to and making business deals with companies in those targeted states.
Unbelievable. But to me, that also indicates that the evil one is suspecting his day is done. This will be the next slavery issue.
Right. This is organic, Terry. This is why I keep telling people, this is organic. This is being done at the ground floor. It doesn't have to be done through legislation. This is experientially, people are realizing they've been duped, they bought into a lie, and their minds have been changed by experience. That's powerful.
That's it.
Well, I'm going to let you wrap it up. We've got about 40 seconds left. Remind everybody about how they can be in touch and find out about this incredible gala and celebration on December the 8th, and the first recipient to be announced later, I will say. And this is going to be huge, the first recipient of the Bernard Nathanson Award.
And it's the Bernard Nathanson Courageous Witness for Life Award. It'll be on Sunday, December 8th in Washington, D.C., so very little traffic. And we want you there. Go to HoseaInitiative.org. So that's HOSEA, HoseaInitiative.org. And get your tickets this is the award that juxtaposes the Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood.
The most important nutritional components in their diet. And if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is currently behind closed doors on Capitol Hill as part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor expected to be talking with that panel about White House efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Taylor is the one who, in a series of text messages with other administration officials, said he thought it was, quote, crazy to withhold military aid from Ukraine for help in a political campaign. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering after taking another tumble. The 95-year-old hospitalized after suffering a minor pelvic fracture, Carter's second fall this month. The first one, just over a week ago, resulted in him needing over one dozen stitches over his eye. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, when ordinary people join forces with a purpose, great things are possible. Habitat for Humanity International CEO Jonathan Reckford is going to be joining us. And he's seen time and again the powerful benefits that arise when people from all walks of life work together to help one another. In his new book, Our Better Angels, Seven Simple Virtues That Are Going to Change Your Life and the World, he shares stories of Habitat volunteers and future homeowners. A Vietnam vet finds peace where he once was engaged in war. A struggling single mother offers her family's time and energy to enrich their neighbor's life. A Zambian family of 9 living in a makeshift tent makes room to shelter even more. These individuals embody 7 timeless virtues: kindness, community, empowerment, joy, respect, generosity, and service. And their stories show how we can work together to improve the quality of our own lives as well as the lives of those around us. As I mentioned, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity International, Jonathan Reckford, is with us right now. And Jonathan, let's bring you on. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to hear about all the great things, and I've heard great stories, and I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you, to hear firsthand. So tell us about your book, Our Better Angels.
So, very excited to have it come out. This book came originally from an op-ed with President Carter after Hurricane Harvey, where President Carter quoted Lincoln and from his inaugural address and said, you know, when the waters rise, so do our better angels. And he was reflecting and thanking all the people who responded in such a powerful way. And he observed that, you know, when the water's rising, you don't care if the person rescuing you is from a different race or ethnicity or religion. You're just excited they're there and you see neighbors all coming together. And his challenge is, why can't we do that with all the slow-moving disasters in our everyday world? And the publisher called up and said, you know, we need to turn this into a book. And that was the beginning of it. But my hope was, in our sometimes rancorous and divided world these days, that this would be an encouragement to people that change really comes about when lots of individual folks decide they'll take small actions or large actions to make their communities better.
Yeah. You know, Jonathan, to your point, outside of that, you know, all that noise, and I see it on the periphery, at the very core, and you know, and the reason we're able to see the better angels, like what you write about, because at the very core of who we are is that we're decent people. And when things happen that affect our community in a negative way, it is amazing how we coalesce and come together. You know, I've often said, you know, our part, one of our mottos is E Pluribus Unum. In the many, you know, in the many we find one. And it's that discovery of one. And sometimes it's in the difficult times of life that we do discover that one. And America has been very fortunate that we're still able to find that one that pulls us together.
Absolutely. You know, I've had the great privilege of now working with Habitat for going on 15 years, and I get to see on such a regular basis what that looks like. And we actually just came off one of our peak weeks. We spent last week in Nashville, Tennessee, building with President Carter, who wrote the foreword for the book. And, you know, as many people noted, turned 95 and showed up and built every day despite having fallen and hit his head before the week started. But it was such an amazing feeling of community. 1,400 volunteers helping build 21 homes, and people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, from all around the country and, in fact, the world. And I wish I could just bottle that, because if people all could grab onto that sense of community, I do think we would see real transformation take place.
Exactly. Well, in a way, I imagine these stories, you know, from President Carter to a Vietnam vet and the stories that you share in the book, this all inspired you, didn't it, to write this book?
Very much so. You know, when we think about service, it's hard not to think about President Carter. But, you know, I think what I hope people will take away from the book is that it's not just the celebrities and the leaders that we certainly want them to engage as well. But many of the heroes of the book are everyday people who just decided to make a difference in their lives. And some of them are family members. You talked about this woman named Angel Meza, who I write about, who was escaped an abusive marriage with four kids, was really struggling on how to give them the kind of life she wanted, and their solution was to volunteer. And so she took her girls and volunteered all around the city, and it was actually when she was volunteering with Habitat for Humanity that it occurred to her that maybe someday she could buy a house. And I had the privilege then of helping build her home, and I think it is, they're the kind of people who actually knit our communities together.
Yeah, it is amazing. They are the glue, aren't they?
Very much. It
Without
is.
A doubt, yeah, exactly. Well, as Habitat for Humanity International's chief executive officer since 2005, Jonathan Reckford marshals his vision, leadership, and passion for service to guide our global nonprofit in a rapidly changing world. Jonathan, tell us more about the stories. I mean, these stories are so inspirational. People just like, you know, the single mom that you just shared. Share some more with us.
I would love to. One, you referenced that I think it's just a beautiful picture of generosity. I led a group down to Zambia, so a very different context than Denver, Colorado, and we were building alongside the Peary family, and my son Alexander was on this trip, and if you can imagine, family of nine living in basically a patchwork tent, the dad and two of the kids had tuberculosis, and his brother died, so they took in four additional nieces and nephews, even though they were already wildly overcrowded. And then their son befriended a boy named Gift, who was out on the streets, and he'd come from a very tough family situation, and they brought him in as well. And I think about sometimes, you know, we don't want to wait to share a bathroom with somebody, and and for the you know, family that by material terms had almost nothing, were willing to share whatever they had and bring others in. And I think that was such a shining example to me. Maybe one of my favorite stories you also referenced, because I've experienced this now on both my trips to Vietnam, was a group of American Vietnam vets who spent time building in Vietnam with Vietnamese veterans of the war for families who had been impacted by the war. And it's really a quite spectacular story of healing on all sides, and the sense of catharsis and relationship building, and a sense that the hearts of everyone involved were impacted. And that one, for me, has always resonated deeply in terms of how do we help build bridges across divides. And one of the things I've always loved about Habitat for Humanity, you know, housing is our prime mission. The way that we do our work, whether it's with blacks and whites in South Africa, or Hindus and Muslims in India, or Muslims and Christians in Egypt, or as I joke in the U.S. with Democrats and Republicans, that we've seen people come across the biggest divides and build trust and relationship and community. And I've just seen very powerful things happen when we appeal to our shared values instead of what separates us.
Exactly. That's what we were talking about earlier, Jonathan, is that given the opportunity, that really rises. You know, it's like, okay, what do you want to focus on? You want to focus on the rancor and the division? Or do you want to, as your book suggests, you know, look to our better angels? And inside of those better angels are those virtues that really bring us together, that has really been the spirit of the American dream. I mean, every time, you know, I think about whenever there's natural disasters that occur, who's at the front of the line? Who's running to the problem to be a problem solver? Constantly, it is America leading the way, you know, and I celebrate that. And it makes me proud to be an American and to share these values with other Americans, whether they are Republicans or Democrats or black or white or whatever, because it's just who we are. And if we allow that part to come out in us, gosh, boy, we'd be a better community altogether for it.
Absolutely. And I think the not-so-secret wonderful part of that is volunteers over and over again tell me that in that process of serving, they find joy and purpose, and they get more out of it than what they're able to give. So I think you do it not for selfish reasons, but I think people get hooked because they experience community in such a powerful way. President Carter regularly just talks about this is the best way he knows of how to put his faith into action in a very practical and tangible way.
Well, without a doubt. Well, Jonathan Redford, we can't thank you enough for your service and the inspiration that you're offering all of us here in your new book, Our Better Angels, available, I'm sure, at all the usual places. And we're going to link it on our website. But meanwhile, where can people go for more information?
Thank you so much. So if you go to habitat.org/betterangels, you can learn about the book, but you can also learn how to get involved with Habitat for Humanity and see an opportunity to volunteer in your local area and become a part of it. And my great hope is when people read the book, they'll be encouraged, but also challenged to figure out what they can do in their community to help other better angels rise up.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need a worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's what you want to check into. You know, we come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And look, we work hard to get you the experts, you know, best-selling authors, policy experts, to make sure that you are in the flow of the know, as they say. I mean, these 8-second sound bites, I mean, forget it. If that's what you're forming your worldview on, boy, you are going to be in a lot of trouble because you just don't have all the facts. And this is why we're, you know, I say grateful to have these experts come on the show to give us the facts so that, hey, you're well informed, that you're not running around, you know, half cocked. Al Parada joins us now. He's the managing editor of thestream.org. Speaking of the flow of the know, that's where you need to go. Hey, Mr. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, love the rhyme. Good, man.
It works.
Hey, you're turning into Jesse Jackson.
That's all I need. I'm turning into Jesse Jackson. Lord have mercy. I'm gonna retire again. You know. So,
it's interesting what you just said about the little sound, arguing in sound bites, because that's sort of what I actually said the other day to some of the staff. It's like, we're not fighting on our articles on the stream, not to plug us, but I will plug it. Is that we're not fighting against, we're really fighting against bumper stickers.
Yes, exactly.
So having these really, so anything we can do, anything the stream can do in terms of getting, making arguments, whether it's with a meme, a song parody, whatever the case is, we need to do it, because we're not arguing against intellectual arguments. That's not what it's about. You're arguing against bumper stickers.
Right. And that's why I say the bumper stickers, think of the depth of a bumper sticker. It doesn't take you deep. Yes, it gets your attention. Okay, you got my attention. Now what? And if there's no substance behind it, well, then thank you for wasting my time.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you start getting into debates with people, particularly, liberals and things like that. It goes bumper sticker level. You come back, then all of a sudden you're a racist.
Yes.
You know,
like, well, yeah, that's an easy cop out, and it's non-intellectual, you know, but that's also what the left does. I mean, they're so weaponized. They've become, you know, agents and co-conspirators of the invalidation spirit. You know, if they don't like what you say, you're invalidated, you're out of the parade. And they do this time and again, and they do it to their own. I mean, they're doing it to Joe Biden right now, because Joe Biden, is he's been the useful idiot for a while, and now he's not so useful, so they'll kick him to the curb and see what else, you know, if they can, you know, tag on to Elizabeth Warren or, you know, Sanders, forget about him because he's, you know, there's a fork in him too. So it seems like all their chips are going in for Elizabeth Warren right now.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, look, she had her first debate as the as basically the leader. Okay, mm-hmm. Some polls still have Biden, but, you know, we know he's not going to make it.
No.
So, you know. And she didn't do all that great for her first time, you know, up, you know, in the cleanup spot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She kind of whiffed, and she looked a little bit shaky, and she even got protected by CNN because Tulsi looked like Tulsi Gabbard had an eye on taking her out,
mm-hmm.
you know, like she did Harris, and CNN kind of protected her by cutting away from her when she was ready to go after Warren. So it's like, you know, they're gonna try to protect her too, but mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's amazing too that Hillary then introduces the idea that maybe she's some. I'm talking about Tulsi Gabbard, is that she's some sort of Russian operative now.
Isn't that like the most bizarre thing?
This is weird.
What I was wondering about that. I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, yeah, is Hillary a bitter person and she's bitter that Tulsi, you know, backed Sanders and, you know, 4 years ago? Yeah, yeah, probably. But is that enough to call her a Russian agent being groomed? Groomed. That's what, mm-hmm. you know, that Russian asset being groomed. It's like, this is crazy. And this led me to a theory. In fact, I hate to sound like I'm plugging myself again, mm-hmm. but I ended up writing an article that just came out. We just published it. Where it's like, you know, these people who lose the presidential elections are turning into nut jobs.
Exactly.
You know, you talk about Hillary taking a Democratic candidate who isn't polling all that well and mm-hmm. calling her a Russian asset. Mitt Romney with this Pierre Delecto.
Pierre Delecto, exactly.
I mean, this is Mitt Romney.
It's comedy. I mean, here's the guy, the bastion of some sort of value and moral compass, is totally unhinged, and now he's aligning himself with Carlos Danger.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I compared it more to Jan Brady inventing a boyfriend, you know, George Glass. I don't know if anybody's right. fans remember that. But what was that about? That was about, you know, like proving to her family that she wasn't a loser. That sounds like right. That's what Romney's trying to do. Is like, I'm not a loser. It's a sad thing for a guy who's a really accomplished guy. I mean, he really.
But it's quite telling though about our humanity, isn't it, Al? I mean, we're all subject of being less than we can be. But that's the journey of life, and you just hope at the end of it we've had more wins than losses. You know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like I've really been. I was trying to go. You go back the only person who wasn't a president who lost an election that hasn't turned into a basket case in the last 45 years was Dukakis.
Yes.
All the rest of them, Al Gore. Is Al Gore the same guy he was when he was vice president? Think about it.
Yes.
People don't really remember what he was like when he was vice president. This was a very stiff, dull, moderate who, you know, and he's turned into this, you know, gone Hollywood wacko leftist, loud, crazy guy.
No.
This is not the same guy.
No.
So this is some sort of mental break when you lose these elections. You know, we need to worry about it because, you know.
Well, rejection is hard, Al, and some people can't handle it, and we know that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Hillary Clinton's pal, Moby, who had an incredible social following, was convinced by, we understand, the CIA and the FBI that the phony, which we know now, the phony Steele dossier, was highly credible. They insisted and convinced him that it was 100% legit. He should have no problem whatsoever. And so he supports his pal and puts it out there on his social media outlets, and now he's got egg on his face.
Well, this is the thing that has been driving me crazy for 2 years. He right when the dossier came out and there was all that frenzy, Moby, the magician Moby, he'd been friends with Hillary for years, he goes out there and says, this is 100% legit. I've heard it. And then a couple months later, he said, yeah, I got this from friends of mine who are current and former FBI agents that the dossier was 100% legit. Now, he's saying this before it's become proven that it was never 100% legit. It was all bonus. It was all paid for by Hillary. And all these people knew it. So the question is, were all these agents, who told these agents to use Moby to spread what is basic, what we now know was false propaganda?
Well, of course.
That's a very, very important question. And it's been driving me crazy that no one's really asked it. I've tweeted.
Well, does it take any more depth than a bumper sticker to figure out, you know, where the dots are and how they connect? Yeah. I mean, okay. Hillary was pulling the levers here. There was no doubt. And, you know, this is all fruit of that poison tree. And there's a lot more to be exposed. I like what one of our guests said about 2020. Interestingly, that it goes along with vision, that something about this next year coming up, that the year 2020 will bring new light and new clarity to this political mess and morass that we've been tied into for the last several years.
Amen. And even this morning, I guess Politico is breaking that sources believe John Brennan is the focus of the Barr-Durham probe. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're spinning it as something because of Trump's personal obsession with Brennan, as if Brennan hasn't been on TV every day for the last 2 years blasting Trump and calling him a traitor and all those other things. It's a wild twist, but there you go. That this is, like you said, it doesn't take much of a rocket science to start seeing where the dots go.
But that's what they do, Al. I mean, they feel the pressure, and so then what they do, they politicize it. This is what the Democrats are great. I mean, they are 10-degree black belts in deflection. And so what do? You know, they're blaming, well, it's Donald Trump. He's doing this. And everybody knows how incredible Donald Trump is and that he lacks credibility. So this is just another political hit job brought to you by the Trump administration. I mean, they're attacking the Trump administration, where the Trump administration has taken, you know, more incoming and flack in 2.5 years than any other president that we know of in the modern era.
Well, that's the trick is, like, trying to look into what happened in 2016 is now being used as, oh, you're just trying to fix the 2020 election.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, no, we're just trying to figure out what these, you know, what with the Ukraine business, you know, what went on? What happened?
Yes.
This would Barr and Durham and Barr are up to. What happened? How do we get to a Russian counterintelligence investigation into Donald Trump? It shouldn't be that complicated. It should take five. If nothing wrong was done, it should take 5 minutes. Take one phone call. Oh, here's why.
That
makes sense. It doesn't make any sense, so you're trying to find it out. So something like having, like, the Joseph Mistfood, this Maltese professor that Mueller and all these other folks were insisting, and the FBI were insisting, were Russian connected. Turns out this guy is as Western intelligence as James Bond.
Yes.
You know? it turns everything upside down. Well, then who brings him into it? It wasn't like he decided to go meet George Papadopoulos and deal with on his own.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he woke up one day and said, hey, I'm going to go meet some new guy, you know, from the Trump campaign. No. Somebody wanted him to do it. Who did it? Who paid that person?
And you're going to tell me that the Obama administration from the top down was not aware?
No, yeah. There's no way. Everybody, when you look at it, all the people who are involved in this Trump-Russia thing, you're talking FBI director, CIA director, and National Security Advisor, UN Ambassador, Attorney General, Secretary of State Kerry's people were involved in helping filter the dossier against the FBI.
And then you got the cover up. And then you got the cover-up of it all. I mean, it was all orchestrated. You know, suddenly we go from four people having inside information, now we have hundreds of people, right?
Who makes that call?
Classified.
All these people around Obama. If he didn't know, he would be the one yelling and screaming the loudest.
Without a doubt. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. It's only just beginning, 3.5 years later. Al Prada, the managing editor of The Stream. Al, always a pleasure. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you so much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers.